Chaptico, Maryland. Annie brought this story to my attention. Charles Mattingly Jr. and his wife, Mary Loretta, had long enjoyed the annual fall dinner at Our Lady of Wayside Church. Ms. Mattingly, in fact, used to help organize it.
Used to.
But after
maybe if old Lady Mattingly was still in charge, a woman would still be alive today.
But after spending $28 Sunday for two meals that included turkey, stuffed ham, fried oysters, and sweet potatoes, the 77-year-old Mattingly and his 76-year-old wife suffered chills, diarrhea, and headaches. An elderly neighbor who also dined at the church has died of salmonella poisoning, and officials are investigating whether two more deaths are related. Of the 1,400 people who ate food at the church dinner, at least 143 of them have become sick. An autopsy was pending on the woman who died. Her name was not released. The death was caused by salmonella, according to a spokeswoman for the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. The source had not been determined, but she said meat, poultry, eggs carry the bacteria.
Do you want to, throw a TV headline on it?
Go ahead.
Where you do it like this? A Maryland woman is dead today after a covered dish supper turns deadly.
Yes.
You don't say a woman died yesterday.
Dead.
A woman is dead today. You see, the way you would say it is...
I'm reading the news story verbatim.
No, I'm talking about TV news style. That's how they do it.
Of course. That's the teaser to get people
to make it sound like you take something and make it sound like something's happening. A woman is dead today, not a woman died yesterday.
So is dead today thinking like it's happening now.
Yeah. A woman is dead today after a covered dish supper turns deadly. And you say turns deadly instead of turn deadly. So it sounds live, late breaking and local.
Wow. The reverend said, I'm in shock, just like everyone else. At least four busloads of people from churches and retirement communities in Silver Spring and Baltimore attended.
And see, right now we'd have a live shot standing outside the church where there's nobody there and nothing going on. Yeah.
Chaptico is 65 miles south of Baltimore. 143 people sick. There had to be somebody that wanted to talk about it. And there was a gentleman from Baltimore. His name, Maynard Watson. Hi, Maynard.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
How are you feeling, my friend?
Oh, I feel like death warmed over.
I mean, what you thought was going to be a nice little sit-down meal with some good eating turned out to be a very tragic thing.
28 years we've had this at the church, and never have we ended up feeling this way before.
Now what happened? What did you sat down for the church dinner, kind of a tradition.
Well,
and you sat down. What were you eating?
Oh, it was, they had the turkey and the ham, and they had the oysters.
That could have been it, you know.
A lot of things could have been it. They haven't said what the damn ham had hair on it.
It had hair on it?
Yeah.
Now
looked like it was had a damn beard.
Now, Mr. Watson, how old of a man are you?
I am 77 years young.
And were you having dinner with your wife?
My wife passed several years ago, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, Ed. Boy, I'm sorry to hear that. Were you there with a friend? Did you have a friend to sit down with?
No, sir.
They're
all my friends. It's the church congregation. Right. They're all my friends.
But you had no companion.
I don't have a lady friend.
Okay, so you were there basically by yourself amongst the church congregation.
Yes, sir.
And when did you start realizing that something was wrong with the food?
Well, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio right now.
I don't know if it's apropos to say.
Go ahead. Let me be the judge of that, Maynard.
Well, I have what they call incontinence.
Incontinence?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a medical term.
Well, what is it? I'm not familiar with incontinence.
Well, it's where you don't have bladder control.
Oh my God. So you got to wear
leakage and the like.
Right, so you got to wear like one of those diapers.
You got it.
Those grown-up
diapers. That's what we're getting at.
Okay.
And before I finished having my second oyster, a damn thing was soaked clean through. And I don't
That's
know how to say this. It wasn't number one. It was number two.
Oh, my God.
And before I know it, people start dropping like flies.
Yeah, you obviously had the...
looked like a goddamn war zone.
Now you had
ambulances everywhere as far as the eye could see.
Now you were saying people were dropping like flies, and you already said you had your little accident in your diaper.
Oh, believe you me, nobody noticed that.
Nobody noticed that. What about you, though, Mr. Watson? Did you lose consciousness?
No, I never did. I'm a veteran.
Well, sure.
And I got a Purple Heart.
So this is nothing.
It was a discomfort to me, but when you've had a bayonet shoved into your gut,
a little bout of
diarrhea is you're grateful for it.
And was that the only symptom you had, was a little diarrhea?
Well, yeah, my insides is all twisted up.
Oh, man, and obviously you were taken to the hospital.
The one lady dropped dead.
Yeah, I know she dropped dead. Was she sitting next to you?
No, she was at one table over. Uh-huh. But if you ask me, she had it coming.
Why? A pain in the ass?
Because I seen her. She's the one that was stuffing the birds. And she got that fungi nail.
Now, let me ask you. I mean, when you were eating the meal, did you notice any poor taste in the food? Or did you sense something was wrong before you got sick?
Tasted like horse manure.
Horse manure? It was that bad?
Well, it always is.
Are you saying?
All these people are telling the newspapers that it has always been a lovely meal. It's always been bad, but it's never made me sick.
Did you ever have a situation like this? Of course, being in the big war that you were, Purple Heart and all that. Did you ever have a situation where you ate, say, like military food or something that got you this sick?
No, sir. No, sir. I'll tell you, they call them RDC rations.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, they call them MREs. And that food, there's nothing wrong with it. And it has kicked Tojo's ass. It has kicked Hitler's ass. And it kept Korea from going all the way to the other side.
I understand that. I understand.
So I won't tolerate anybody that's got anything to say about what our government does for our boys.
Yes. You're feeling much better now, though?
Well, that's relative.
That's true. I mean, for a man of your age.
Once in a while, an old bayonet wound will.
Yeah, kick up, flare up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I tell you I lost my wife?
You're going to go back to this church and eat another meal?
Oh, hell no.
Really?
I told them as I was leaving, if that's the way to heaven, then put me on a boat to hell. It's right. Warmer where I'm going.
You got an adult diaper on right now?
At all times, until you got a girl that comes by in the morning and in the afternoon, and she changes it, and she wipes off my privates.
Well, that's good. I mean,
and gives me my medicine.
Hold on a second. You mean twice a day? You mean if after she leaves and you have an accident, you sit in that for hours?
Yes. Yes, I told you, my wife passed.
I know.
Several years. And now they got a girl that comes out and won't take this soiled diaper off, and she'll wipe my privates.
Maynard Watson, I want to thank you for coming.
There is nothing like a warm washcloth.
All right, Maynard. Now you take care of yourself.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That means hang up now. Hang up the phone now, Maynard.
Did I mention my wife passed several years ago?
I'll save you the problem. I'll hang up for you.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. What the hell day is this? I'll tell you what day it is. It's Wednesday. Show number 5,998.
But who's counting?
Yeah, but who's counting? Also,
what day
also
of the week
Friday,
is,
21 years
what
in the
day
afternoon.
Of the week is Wednesday? Who is that named after? Because I know Thursday, that's Thor's Day, right?
Yes, that's Thor's Day.
I used to know what they all were.
Wednesday is named after Wesley Snipes. Isn't it?
No. Got to come up with something reasonable.
Wes Welker.
I'd support that.
I'd support this thing that I'm going to try to get
going. What the hell is wrong with the Miami Dolphins? When Bill Belichick comes at you offering you a second and a seventh for anybody on your roster, maybe that's a clue you want to keep him.
Yep. Don't even. I'm working on getting your number retired at Jermaine.
It's not that important.
It is important. That and get an intern here with it so that they can
get awards.
For a bunch of awards.
Yep.
Let me preface this by saying I am not being bitter or angry.
I am so glad to hear that because, you know, being an idea man, the vast majority of my ideas that I bring to you are thrown out.
Now, please, this is not bitter or angry. It's an observation, and D-Train's going to work on it. We would like to give our listeners from time to time, whether we're out and about or, you know, they call in, maybe it's a prize. We would like to give our listeners a Stan and Haney t-shirt.
Well, those haven't been made for 10 years.
Exactly. And so I had been asking for 10 years, can we get some new Stan and Haney t-shirts?
You forgot your nappy, Jeff. Your nappy was on my chair. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't damage it by putting it down there.
He left food in it. It was bad.
What was it? What kind of food was that?
I don't know. Did you see the picture of it?
No, you don't want to.
It looked like slop to me.
No.
It was.
It was moldy slop. What is this?
What is that? That looks like...
Look.
That looks like some Primo bud, food. Looks like, you know, it's got the hairs and the flowers on it.
He's not allowed to complain about its food.
You know, that does look like a nice bag.
I can't look at it.
If I looked at it and I was a cop, I'd think that's some Primo weed that dude's got. He must be pretty high up the food chain.
I think my wife cooked up a batch of slop about a month ago, and I brought it to work. And I left the Tupperware here. Remember when you guys were trying to figure out what stunk?
Yes.
Found it.
What was it?
It was slop. Turned into that. It was right behind Donald.
You know, you might want to try to smoke that. I don't know what it turned into.
Maybe it's
like alchemy, and you leave it long enough, it turns into Primo weed.
Yeah, I've smoked a lot of stuff in my life. I think I might, you know, wouldn't be out of the realm of me trying it.
Oh, yeah. When you showed me those B-boy moves of yours, I could picture you with a blunt doing robot.
Yeah, you can. You all right, Stan?
I'm great.
All right.
What are the chances we get Stan and Haney t-shirts?
No, I'm working on it.
It's already done.
It's already done. Not through the company.
No.
All right, you got your nappy now, Jeff. I'm sorry I had
Take care. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. And you notice he won't address it because he was told not to.
Yeah, I don't want to get him in any more trouble.
No more trouble. We were making the observation. The sports station, I think they got two or three different styles of shirts.
Yeah, two different colors available for your liking.
Different colors.
But nobody listens to that. I mean, no offense, but...
The Aunt B station, they've got about six or seven different shirts.
What?
Yeah, different colors, different style.
Death 106, plenty of them. We have nothing. They have a couple of K-Rock shirts.
And the old school shirts we had been given away from the Miracle from 3 years, those are all gone.
And then there's a couple with a couple with the Bubba logo on them. And so I'm tired of asking. So you can go to stanandhaney.com. Or where else we got to put that where we don't get in trouble?
Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter.
Just go to stanhaney.com for all your Stan
and you
Haney
can
needs.
Order a very. We tried to keep the price as low as possible. It's in black with white letters.
And a hoodie if you want.
And a hoodie if you want. If you want them, fine. But they're not doing it for us, so we're doing it.
Okay.
And you can check it out there. It's like the ones we used to like that had our original logo on it. All black.
hides the fat. You know that, ladies. I know it, too.
Well, with summer coming, you want to wear black T-shirts.
Yes, you do. Let me tell you something. And you can take a picture of Haney and I. Put us in a white T-shirt. Put us in a black T-shirt. Which one looks better on us? The black one will every time.
Which one feels better?
100% combed cotton, buddy.
Yeah, but it absorbs heat. You're baking.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
We spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the people that buy it just cut the sleeves off it and make it look tough.
Wonder if we could save some money with the fabric if we had them pre-cut.
Maybe pre-cut. Not a tank. Not a T-shirt. Just the sleeves off a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That way you look tough.
Yeah, and you don't have to go through the hassle of cutting it off yourself.
Correct. You always look like you're flexing.
Welcome to the gun show.
Yep. So there you go.
No concealed carry here.
Smarter than Haney today. That would give you a nice prize. So that's what we got coming up. And
I don't know. So many.
StanandHaney.com.
So many people want to challenge me, and I don't understand it.
Well, but it's different when they're on the radio. It's different.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Beth speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Safe word coming up at 4 o'clock. Could get you a grand. Are you smarter than Haney? That's in about an hour. We've got some nice prizes. Maybe you'd like to go see Tedeschi Trucks. Maybe go to Busch Gardens. We've got some of those prizes available.
Those are very good prizes.
Yep. If you're smarter than Haney. I'm going to talk about it in the grab bag, Haney, but here was my first reaction from that Persian who shot up the YouTube, or what was it?
Yeah,
YouTube. This was Nutsville. Nutsville. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This Nassim.
Is it Nassim or Nassim?
Nassim, N-A-S-I-M, Nassim.
I thought it was Nassim.
I don't see an E in there. Ogdim.
It's Persian, Stan.
I know.
Nassim.
So she considered herself a dancer, an activist, animal lover, journalist, scary looking unibrow, wide eyed nutball.
And not afraid to make her opinions known.
Yeah.
Her family brought her here from Persia in 1996. And she had her opinions, though we don't have free speech in this country, according to her. She was able to let us know there's more free speech in Iran than there is
right.
in U.S. of A.
She claimed YouTube was censoring her, not paying her for her views, you know, her page. And
you know, she's probably not wrong on that. They've been messing with a lot of people.
Yeah, and evidently they messed with the wrong crazy woman. Grab bag.
And, of course, the first thing that you heard people saying was that, well, you know, they've recently cracked down on videos about guns. It's probably a gun nut.
Yep, not.
So they were banking disgruntled white male gun advocate, and they ended up with an Iranian female vegetarian.
Yep, screwball.
Yeah, doesn't fit their narrative at all. They have to be highly disappointed.
Brought to you by the pewter mug.
And who could have seen this coming? Well, her family called the police and told them that's what she was going to do.
Well, here's one of her YouTubes.
And they found her
sleeping in her
30
car.
Miles away. Yeah. And I think she said, oh, I'm not doing anything now. I'm just on my way to shoot up YouTube.
She was 39. Here's Nassim. This is one of her YouTube
Stan.
Rants.
I know she's deceased, but ladies are very particular about this. She was 38.
So I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube, and I'm not the only one. And if you go and check my videos, you see that my new videos hardly get views. And my old videos that used to get many views stop getting views.
Bah, bah, bah. Mm-hmm.
And another thing, they age-restricted my ab workout video. A video that has... I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube.
Hold on. This is acting up again.
Well, it's too expensive. That's why it doesn't work. Got a CD player that costs a couple of grand. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Here's the police audio when that first came down the pike.
From one of the witnesses coming in, they identified a female in a white shirt. That's the one we have down in the center court area with the gunshot wound to the chest.
So confirming she is the suspect?
Affirm, that's what we were told. There is a handgun about 20 feet to the south of her.
The victim on Terrace is the suspected shooter. I don't have a scene secure for that.
They possibly have an X-ray suspect down at 901 Cherry with a gun that's recovered. They're still looking for a male.
Bravo informed us we have 37 individuals that will need to be triaging. This is going to take place on the southwest side of the building. We have a casualty collection point set up.
37 people.
Yeah, that's what they suspected at the point. What did she shot? Three people. Nutball. Got that unibrow.
But it just doesn't fit the narrative.
No, it doesn't. I guess Donald Trump Jr. made a tweet saying how, like you're saying, doesn't fit the narrative because she was... an Iranian woman, and she went nutso. They took her Facebook profile right down. He tweeted, "Had it been a guy with a gun shooting up the Facebook profile would have been shown everywhere, exploited."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they took it down. This is funny. This is funny. A grandma is with her granddaughter, and the granddaughter sees an old rotary phone in her house and asks grandma, "What is this? How do you work this phone? You can't text, but it's got letters all over. What do you..." And grandma...
very confusing.
Grandma about had it.
"What's this? What you mean, what is it? That's a phone. What you mean, what is it?
Use it.
What do you mean, how do you use it, Erin?
It got letters on it like you can text, but you can't text it.
You can't text on the phone? You ain't never seen a phone before? That's all that technology?
How?
You dial the numbers, Erin. What do you mean?
you
gotta dial the number. It's a phone. See, you all don't know technology. It's a phone, Erin.
That's how you do it?
No, you don't. What are you doing? Pushing your finger in the hole trying to dial? You got to spin the wheel like Wheel of Fortune, girl.
Dial.
You put your finger in whatever number and then you dial, Erin.
So
no, you have to take it all the way around. What's wrong with y'all kids? That's the phone.
That woman needs to be hired as a nanny for every family.
Yep. Got another one for you.
This was a good joke.
There is a woman in Phoenix. She got arrested.
That woman should be the teacher of every class.
This one, too. This woman was arrested because she claimed, or they're claiming, she used a taser to wake up her teenage son to go to church on Easter. She claims, "I did not tase him. I merely turned it on so you could hear the crack."
Yep, little zap.
Yep, here she is explaining herself.
"I said, get up, it's Jesus Day. I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first. And that's all I was trying to tell my kids, put God first."
Mm.
He was like, "Mom, I'm calling the police."
"Oh,
I said,
are you
call
kidding
police,
me?
UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call." Police were on the phone, and I told the dispatcher, I told her, I said, "You need to be with Jesus right now."
Did you tase your son?
No, I made the noise with the taser, but I did not tase my son. Nobody writes a book on the correct way of parenting. I told my sons this: honor that mother, that father, or the days will be shortened. That's my favorite.
Her name is Sharon. And you have to, they have the pronunciation guide. Because I look at it, it's Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
But she pronounces it Sha-ron. And she says she only turned on the taser to scare him. But the police said her son had marks on his leg. So they arrested her. Unbelievable.
Stan, and I'm going to preface this by saying there were times that you would have been well within your rights to do so, but did it ever cross your mind to call the police on your father?
Not once. Not once. He was the police, as far as I was concerned. And he used to remind me of that, too. This is my house. This is my kingdom. I'm the boss.
And all that woman is trying to do is to get the kid to go to church.
Yep. Guy was watching a high school basketball game and made an honest reaction to what he saw on the court. There was an insane solo alley-oop dunk at the high school game, and he just reacted to it. That's what they call it. It comes down the floor.
That's a hell of a sound.
Points it up there. It's in.
Sounds like a blubbering idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you know you have that tendency, you should probably avoid exciting things in public.
Yeah. There you go. Are you familiar, D-Train, with a town in Kentucky called Bear Creek?
No, sir.
Because this little country bumpkin comes from Bear Creek, Kentucky. And he's a little boy, little country boy. And he's going to give you directions. And he does a kind of good job. How do you get to Bear Creek?
Bear Creek?
Bear Creek, yeah.
You know how to get there?
Well, yeah. You turn on the west and go right straight to Bear Creek. And you get on a 6 mile road. And then you turn back on a 1 mile. You know what? Bear Creek Road, turn on 2 6 mile, and go on 1 mile, and then you go on this mile to 1 mile. And you go, you jump back on another mile, and then you go back on this mile. Then you go Bear Creek Mile, you go on a bridge mile, and you turn on another bridge, go another Bear Creek. Turn on the west, and then there's a house. And a bridge is where the house is.
I want to get that kid to voice over my Google Maps. Speaking of Google Maps, Bear Creek, Kentucky's nowhere on there.
There's no. What about Bear Creek?
It must be a holler or something. It's not on Google Maps at all.
That's what it is. It's a holler.
What is a holler, D-Train?
It's similar to a valley, but it's deep, deep in the backwoods. Very far away from any real metropolitan area.
Thus the name
area.
To get to talk to anybody else. You got to holler.
So would it be... it would be smaller than a valley.
Yes. More secluded.
So that maybe there's just room for like a couple of houses.
Yeah. You'll have like an old dirt road or an old utility road, and there'll be a couple of trailers or old houses.
And unless you live away. There, you don't belong there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Loretta Lynn. She come from Butcher's Holler.
Yep. It's a holler.
A lot of them are old family homesteads.
Yeah. And the more baloney do we eat,
This is weird. Somebody decided to take the sound of Windows 95, the startup sound of Windows 95, and slow it down 4,000%.
Why?
Now, this thing, Lord. I'm only going to give you like 30 seconds of this.
I said it lasts for hours.
But it lasts a long time. What you're going to hear is just 1/5 of the whole Windows 95 startup. Slowed down 4,000 times.
Say it sounds like that Tibetan throat music Haney likes.
Yeah, yeah. 4,000 times.
Tuvin.
Yeah, my bad.
Tuvin.
What I think space sounds like.
Yeah, I think that's what it, that's the sound. Man was in England, was minding his own beeswax Monday. He was playing around a golf. England, a lot of golf courses there, kind of like Naples.
I thought Scotland had all the golf.
Scotland's
courses.
Got a lot too. That's the home of golf.
Well, there's not that much land there.
It's golf courses.
Oh, I see.
There have been a few farms in Scotland, but Trump bought them up and made golf courses out. So he's playing golf on Monday in England, and he sees up ahead of him another golfer. He doesn't know if he's hurt. He's lying down on the golf course. Right there at the on the green at the 9th hole. Well, he wasn't hurt or anything. No, he was just self-loving himself as the other golfers came up on him. Unbelievable.
There's a lad himself filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone. His own ass. Look at that.
Look at that.
Here you go, Haney.
Right there, 9th green.
I think it's the 19th hole.
Yeah.
Kink for everything.
Now we finally get the answer. The answer that all of rock has been waiting for. Somebody asked Robert Plant what he thought of the lead singer of Greta Van Fleet. What do you think of this guy? He had a...
I thought it was a girl.
No, it's Josh Hiska.
I thought her name was Greta Van Fleet.
No, that's the name of the band.
That's the lady in their town they named their band after.
Josh Hiska. Because everybody said, oh, you hear that? Sounds just like Zeppelin, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man, that must be a Zeppelin all... Well, they asked the man himself. Robert Plant, here's his answer.
They are Led Zeppelin 1.
Yep.
It's like, the kid looks like he's just dropped out of a kind of a beautiful little singer.
Yes.
Very smart.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're really, really young.
Yeah.
I've seen him. And
I hate him.
He has got such a huge voice, that young fella.
Yeah, and he borrowed it from somebody I know very well. Yeah. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
Has he tried to meet you? Has he been requests?
No, I mean, at least he's got a bit of star, because he said he based his whole style on Aerosmith.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. When we come back.
So who is Greta Van Fleet, D-Train? You seem to know all about her.
Zito was talking about it on his show the other day. Apparently that's I don't know if they pulled out of the phone book, but that's a lady who lives in their town.
Okay.
Because I thought it was a girl.
Well, they kind of look the part.
The lead singer is not a girl.
Yeah, right over your shoulder.
Well, jury's out.
Can't ask.
Can't ask. Don't speculate. Don't assume.
Oh, I've never seen a picture of him. I thought it was a solo act, Greta Van Fleet. Like Greta Van Susteren.
Okay.
That Nazi.
We're going to take a break here. Phone calls are next. 277-9600. You could pick up a prize if you contribute. We'll take those phone calls when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, this is market manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years, but quite frankly, I don't listen to Stan and Haney anymore, and I don't like them.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I think that's more than obvious now. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone lines open. 239-277-9600. Love to hear from you. Maybe pick up a prize. We'll go over those prizes momentarily. 30 minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? Chance to pick up a prize. The lovely Karen will be joining us in studio. She'll be your lifeline. And we'll just play a little game. See if you can defeat Haney in general knowledge in six categories.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's going to be fine with that.
I lose.
Yeah, what, once a year? If you heard us earlier, and I'll get an update from D-Train on this, we were discussing how it's been years since there's been a Stan and Haney T-shirt that people can wear.
Yeah.
And we were looking in the shirt closet because there's five other radio stations here. So we were looking in the shirt closet. And there are two, three different varieties of shirts for the other five radio stations that are here.
Mm-hmm.
All promoting their various shows. And there's not, I think there's a couple of K-Rock shirts with old Bubba ones that have been here since, I think, last year. And so if you go to StanandHaney.com, we have a Stan and Haney shirt up there if you'd like to go and get yourself one. We tried to keep it as reasonable as possible. Have we sold any yet, D-Train, of the shirts?
Yeah, three of them.
We've sold three already?
Yep.
All right.
You have got to show me who we're dealing with and how we're doing this, because I would like to design some shirts.
Well, please do. We just wanted to go basic.
But you have to show me who it is you're
He'll
dealing
show
with.
You.
Basically, all you got to do is create your logo, your shirt, whatever, just the icon, not the shirt, but just the whatever you want on the shirt in a format. Give it to me. I'll slap it on the shirt and we upload it.
Yeah, do some designing.
They literally have a shirt. You hit upload photo. Put it where you want it, and you hit sell.
Okay. And there it is. And so that's what we've done for you.
I wonder if on one of my old hard drives, if I have some of my designs.
Well, take a look. Throw them up there.
Take a look. It's in a book, a reading rainbow.
277-9600, 239 area code. I'm going to ask you this from time to time, D-Train, because you put a lot of work in the podcast on the webpage. And
he does. He runs a tight ship.
Yep, and a lot of people depend on it. But you've been telling me now that we got the thing where we can find out where our podcast is being downloaded, who's listening from around the world. And so if you come up with some interesting places, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, and we need to get the wide world of sports theme whenever you do it.
We also, with the 239 area code, if you're hearing us right now, call in. Tell us where and how you're listening to us. We'll give you a stick pin on our big, giant map.
Well, it would appear that our United Kingdom fan base is growing.
Oh, yeah, well, that goes without saying. We got friends over there.
Yeah, but
we've always had friends over there.
More than a few.
Yeah.
Well, and you went over there and pressed the flash.
Yeah, spread the news. Take a listen.
It was not quite like when the Beatles came to America, but close.
Similar. I had moments, little pockets of that feeling, and I really saw how a radio station was run when I got to go through the BBC.
I enjoyed the short film that you made, where you're, you know, like moving, you know, Benny Hill, Mr. Bean style, real fast and jerky. And
it's all about...
Oh, look, there's a soldier with a big hat. Yeah. Oh, there's Stand by the Palace. Oh, there goes Stand by the Egg.
Introducing us to the Great Britain.
Yep.
2779600. What do you got for us today, Haney?
Well,
as we take some phone calls.
We were talking about that Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
And everybody's all excited, young and old, because, it's like Zeppelin's back. And guess what? It's nothing new.
No.
They've been trying to bring back Zeppelin forever.
Yep.
Oh my God, they sound just like Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Is that Zeppelin? Could it be them recording under a fake name?
That sounds just like Zeppelin.
I bet it is, man. I bet they're just using a fake name. Because, like, they legally couldn't call themselves Zeppelin.
Yep, 1988. Been trying it for a long time. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, baby?
I was just calling. I tried to call and didn't make it in yesterday, and you guys were talking about... the Everblades.
Yes.
And years ago.
Yeah, we're looking to retire Haney's number up into the rafters.
Oh, that's cool. I have a sweatshirt from the first original team, all signed. I just thought it was a pretty neat item that I've still got with all the original guys.
That was such that was a special team.
Yeah, I've had it for 20 years now.
So, at what point in the season did you have that signed?
You know, I'm not even sure anymore. It was so long ago.
Well, you'll know this if he signed it, because when I started doing the Everblades, I knew nothing about hockey, and I didn't know how to pronounce French names, French-Canadian, Russian, and people from all over the world. And I remember we had one guy on the roster, and it was so many letters just trying to sound it out. The guy's name was Azkat Rakhmatulin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if he signed it, you'd know it.
Yeah. Got a special shirt there.
I'll have to check it and see if he's on there.
I wonder if our buddy Eric Ricard is on there.
He would probably be on there. You know what? And I'll say this right now. And we were talking about it yesterday. Those first few years.
And Eric Bolton, who ended up in the NHL as a brawler.
That team ingratiated themselves into the community hard.
Mm-hmm.
And those were memorable times. And I will say this. You had that shirt. My daughter, who was very small at the time, was treated like gold. Got the Zamboni, got a stick all autographed.
Great times.
They were great times. Thank you for phoning. Can I get you something?
Sure. What do you have to do?
What do I have to do? Do you want to go to... Okay, hold it. I've got a pair of Everblades tickets for Saturday night if you want to go to the game. Or, yes...
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, hold on. No, stop right there. That is the end of our Everblades tickets for the season. I don't know if they're going on to the playoffs.
Number one
with a bullet. Nobody close to him. 277-9600.
I mean, season's ending, and last time I checked, they had 104 points and closest to him was 97.
Let me tell you something. You're a good hockey team if at the end of the season, and again, there's still a few more games to go, you get over 100 points on the year, you're doing all right. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, this is Sam from the beach.
Hey, Sam from the beach. What's going on, brother?
I'm sitting in traffic, but I got to say, you guys, you're trying your best, but I can't believe that people are not taking you up on Derek Trucks tickets. I think they don't know who he is.
Probably.
Yeah, you know, the people in the know who
it's going to be a great show.
Derek Trucks is, and they're phenomenal.
Oh, if you played one lick from him, everyone would just go crazy and they'd know
who
he is.
Well, the people that appreciate it. And you know what? People that appreciate it and know what the kind of music they do, they love them. And I take it you're one of them.
Derek Trucks basically learned all Dwayne Allman's licks by the time he was 8 years old.
He still looks like he's 8 years old.
Do you want to go?
I would love to go.
All right, hold on.
See, that's who I want to give the tickets to.
Yeah, somebody that appreciates it. Well, this is about as close as you get from that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at that point, Robert Plant's like, it seems like people want some Zeppelin. Let's do something.
All right. Let's get rid of this honey dripper stuff, and I'll rock.
Yep.
277-9600. Ahoy! Who's this?
Ahoy. Hi, this is David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You're doing a lot.
Oh, I'm doing well, I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said well, Haney.
Hey.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Come again?
Oh, the caller before me. That's why I was calling, for the same reason. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, he sure is.
The Allman Brothers are great. Sure. I'm a little older than you guys. Right. I met you guys at Fort Rock a few years ago.
Sure.
And
let's
I would love. Yeah,
would you like to go? You would like to go?
Yes.
And
I would love
and you would use the tickets?
Yes, I would.
All right, hold on. I loved this song. It had all the sampling in there.
Hey, mama.
Not that it matters. Robert Griffin III has been signed by the Baltimore Ravens.
Thank you. Not that it matters.
Not that it matters. I love this. Because he gives you a little taste of the old days in this.
It's what everybody wanted.
Yeah.
Did we play this at Y102?
Oh, we sure did.
Hit music for the coast.
I loved it. This was when this song would come up. It was like, oh, okay.
He went Cars there for a second.
Yeah.
And then the rapping.
But at the end of the song, he treats you with a little Led Zeppelin.
Hey, mama.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming.
Makes you wait for it.
Oh, yes. That was the payoff. There we go.
Oh, there was Jimmy Page.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah, there it is.
When you can legitimately sample yourself.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
What's crack-a-lacking, you guys?
Her name is Jackie, and she's 25. High-heeled sneakers and all that jive.
Yeah.
I was 17. I didn't know much. One thing's for sure, man, I like to touch. Is that you, Jackie?
That could be me.
Okay. What's on your mind, sweetheart?
I just wanted to let you know you were talking about Greta Van Fleet. We started listening to him a couple years ago when it was just a little video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the first thing we thought when we heard him, too, was Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Robert Plant thinks the same thing.
Yeah, he thinks the exact same thing.
Do you think so?
He just said it.
Now, do you have a favorite song of theirs where they sound most like Zeppelin?
I don't have the name of it in front of me. It was the first one on their YouTube list. I can't think of what it's called right this second. I'm driving down I-75.
All right.
Yeah, I don't
have their
distracted.
YouTube list. I just have an album, old school.
Right. Yeah. They were supposedly just the basement band.
All right, appreciate it. Your phone was breaking up.
D-Train, do you know which one they really sound like Zeppelin on, so we can hear them?
Yeah, I'll look into it. I just want to give a shout-out to our streaming listeners in Grove City, the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
They were hit with a tornado last night. My daughter's family's house is without power and can't contact them. There's a picture of the storm that
Hit. God. That's not where Tony is it?
No, he's about 45 minutes from there. That is actually the street my daughter lived on.
Oh, damn.
That is right across the street from my high school. A bunch of people got trapped in cars. And, it's...
Wow,
it's,
thoughts and prayers.
They don't
to
have a
out there.
Category of what the tornado was, but it did some serious damage.
Man.
Power's out in the whole city.
That's got to be high on the F scale.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break.
Well, it's like the perfect storm, no pun intended, because it's like 60 one day and then 30 the next. And so the hot and the cold are just smacking right
in
each
other. The hot doesn't stay hot and the cool doesn't stay cool.
And things blow up.
Are you smarter than Haney?
And is that the kind of thing where they have any warning at all?
You're lucky if you get 5 minutes.
Yeah, you get a few minute warning. That's about it.
I mean, when it comes to hurricanes, that's where we're super lucky. We got, a week or two. But these guys, they're just driving home all of a sudden, boom.
Busch Gardens tickets up for grabs when we come back.
You remember when Jack Russell was the second coming as well?
Absolutely. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
It's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and a separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio.
This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Yes?
Before we went to break, I was talking about the tornado back in Ohio.
Yes.
And one of our streaming listeners just sent me a message. Said, yesterday during the tornado, it was 67 degrees. Today, it's snowing.
Yeah.
It's a drop of 32 degrees in less than 18 hours.
Well, that's not good. Because usually, Easter means the snowbirds start to move.
Not happening now.
We're stuck with them.
24 minutes away from the safe word could get you a thou. That's why today we're on the clock with Smarter Than Haney, because I got to make sure I get that safe word in at 4. You could get a thou. I'm looking at it right now, but I can't tell you until 4. Smarter.
So you know what it is.
I'm looking at it right now.
And if anybody can keep a secret, it's you.
I've always been known to keep a secret.
Yeah, you keep things from me.
I have to. Do it in your best interest. Let the stress be on me.
Sound like our government.
Yeah. You're in good hands.
Huh.
That sounded a lot like the agent in charge of the Las Vegas field office of the FBI, that prick Aaron Rouse.
Six categories.
You know what? The first time he stepped in front of the cameras, America knew there's something off with that guy.
But I'm not like that.
And you see the sheriff there, and you're going, that's an honest man. who was being browbeaten.
I can keep a secret. Six categories.
Can you keep a secret that the FBI kept them from looking into of interest?
I know all about that.
The Australian?
Yeah.
You know all about that?
Bad dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know about the Middle Eastern businessman?
I don't care.
They were told.
I ain't got time.
Nothing to see here.
I ain't got time for that. It don't affect me, because even if I knew it, nothing I could do about it.
What about the New Haven field office?
Corrupt. Six categories.
Karen's just smiling.
She's like, what did I walk in on?
Yep. Just going to smile.
Random Stan and Haney listener. You defeat Haney. Karen's your lifeline for one category.
Karen is sitting there smiling, secure in the knowledge. I am smart enough not to openly criticize the FBI.
Yeah.
Gonna keep it to myself.
Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens, and you can go and take in their food and wine festival, and we'll also throw in a parking pass for you. That prize can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions,
nothing trick.
A f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Easy to figure this one out. If you answer correctly, you will hear this.
That should hold a little bastard. Oh, no. Oh,
you'll hear this. Incorrect answer. Taking too long. You lose. Your opponent doesn't have the category and you're unable to answer the question, you can steal it. Karen, your lifeline for one category, you must turn to her before we ask the question. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Random Stan and Haney listener, and I mean not the first one. It's going to be random. If I can't understand you or you can't stick around, you won't get to play. All right, let's see who's going to. You're going to watch it for the next 15, 20
minutes? What if
minutes?
I have a
friendly
good,
stand?
Good phone, but a thick accent.
You might be hung up on.
Click.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robert.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, Stan and Haney.
Are you in your car right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, not good enough. 277-9600.
They gotta be stationary.
No, I'll know it when I hear it in my ears.
It's like Art. He'll know it when he sees it.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days, Ronnie?
I have not.
All right, would you like to challenge Haney?
I would love to.
All right, Ronnie, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Ronnie.
All right, the categories, because they've changed over the past few weeks. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. Yes! Haney, we begin with you. Pick a category.
That sounded like my cougar Peaches.
Yeah.
Science.
Science! Now, keep in mind, Ronnie, if he misses this, you can steal it, okay?
Okay.
In science, Haney, what tire company had the most sales in 1989, according to Fortune magazine? What tire company?
Goodyear.
You are absolutely correct. It is Goodyear.
I thought you were going to trick me in and be a Goodrich, but
no.
Would you have taken Polyglass?
No, that's a specific type of Goodyear tire. Ronnie, category?
Especially when a woman's behind the wheel.
History.
History.
Do you have polyglass tires?
I have no idea.
You need to get them.
Yeah, because when the woman's behind the wheel.
Yep.
History. Now listen carefully to this question, Ronnie. What 19th century president was the only one ever to marry in the White House? 19th century president. Only one to marry in the White House.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I have no clue.
You don't have any. Haney, you can steal.
Was it Taft?
Incorrect.
Was it Warren G?
No. Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, yep. I wasn't even close.
Yeah, I know. No, you weren't.
Well, you didn't have an answer.
Yeah, you had no. You couldn't get farther away from that.
I was going to give us way off.
Well, what answer were you going to give?
I was going to say Ronald Reagan.
That's
18th century president?
19th century. No, whatever. He's 20th century president. He was in the 20th century. We're in the 21st now, Ronnie.
By the way, Stan.
Yes.
At some point, we need to play the polyglass commercial for
her
because she thinks we're being mean. She doesn't understand.
I will play it. It was an actual real commercial.
Oh, dandy.
Haney, People and Places, Entertainment, History, Sports and Leisure, Wild Card.
Let's go Sports and Leisure.
Sports and Leisure. How many hurdles does a 400-meter hurdler have to contend with?
10.
You are right. You are absolutely
what?
Right.
How did you know that?
It is.
I didn't know that.
You're,
and the winner
of
the pulling it out of his award goes to.
Yeah. 10 hurdles. Yep.
Seemed like a good number.
Ronnie, you got Karen as your lifeline, but you need something. People and Places, Entertainment, History, Science and Nature, Sports and Leisure, Wild Card.
Let's use Karen for the wild card.
Yeah, wild card. All right.
You have to hit it every time it's said. Stan just said wild card.
Wild card. All right, Karen, this is for Ronnie, and I want you to think about this.
Oh gosh.
Because. Mull it around in your head.
Okay.
This is wild card. What has the average American seen 360,000 times on television by the age of 18? What has the average American seen 360,000 times on television by the age of 18?
That's so vague.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But it'll be more than obvious.
Okay.
That doesn't help unless she knows the answer.
Right.
Yeah. You're right, D-Train. When you know the answer, it helps.
What commercials?
It's a good answer.
It's a darn good answer, and it's a correct answer.
Television.
Yes! There you go, Karen.
I mean,
yes. You're on the board, Ronnie, thanks to Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, Haney. People and Places, Entertainment, History, Wild Card. I hadn't say it all yet.
You told me every time
no,
you say
I
it.
No, I gotta say it. I've got Wild out and you're already hitting it. But I say Wild Card. There. Haney?
I'll take Geography.
People and Places. Let's see. What do Spaniards know as muchacha? What do Spaniards know as muchacha?
Your friend?
I can't give it to you. Incorrect. Ronnie, you can steal.
Muchacha. I'm
going to
go with lady friend.
Yeah, a girl,
because you
lady.
Threw the A at the
yep.
end.
Yep. The A is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
O is masculine.
Correct.
Ronnie, you got control of the board. Entertainment, History, Science and Nature, Sports and Leisure.
Let's go with Science.
Science? Okay, here you go. In Science and Nature, Ronnie, what hygiene essential contains sodium fluoride, hydrated silica, and sodium saccharin.
Toothpaste.
Yep, you got it. Science and nature, that category is closed. And you're up right now, Ronnie, 3-2. Haney, people and places, entertainment, history, wild card.
I'm going to go with ladies' choice.
All right, so you're going to use your lifeline with Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like,
I'm
going to
go with wild card.
Yes! Yes! Card! All right. Da-da-da. All right.
So dumb.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's why it's great.
Yep. In wild card for Haney, what does the Spanish phrase que sera, sera mean? Que sera, sera.
But you can't sing the next part.
Que sera, sera.
Come on, you were just bragging about Spanish.
Que is what? So, what's going on? What's happening?
I can't give that
what
to
is
you.
It?
Does he have the category?
Yes, he does. He can't steal.
So shall we sing it?
Go ahead.
Sing it.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Ronnie.
Did you get that?
I love it. I love when you guys sing.
You're the only one.
Ronnie, entertainment.
Thank you, Karen.
You're very welcome.
History, sports, and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Which little rascal waxed his cowlick? What little rascal waxed his cowlick?
Darn it.
5 seconds, 3 seconds. I need an answer. Don't know?
Don't know.
Haney, you can steal in entertainment.
Alfalfa.
You are correct, Alfalfa. Haney, you have control of the board. People and places, history. Wild card.
History.
Wow. In history, what ex-president died of a stroke in 1874 after noting at breakfast, nourishment is palatable. Nourishment is palatable. I would have to have had a few minutes to think of the answer to this one. I remember it, but...
I don't have a few minutes.
Yeah.
You got 3 seconds.
Nourishment is palatable.
John Quincy Adams.
Incorrect. You can steal, Ronnie.
I have no answer for that one.
Millard Fillmore. Millard Fillmore, our 13th president. All right, Ronnie.
So you're claiming you knew that.
I had read that. I would have to sit and think about it and go through in my head. I got a whole book on how the famous president's last words. Like Roosevelt, I have a terrific headache. Ronnie?
Wonder how many people say, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ronnie, entertainment, history, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Why do we place such an emphasis on last words? It's probably not what you want to be paying attention to.
Sports and leisure. This is a good one. I know this one. Ronnie, what's the handicap of a scratch golfer? If you're a scratch golfer, what's the handicap?
5 under par.
Incorrect. A scratch golfer isn't given any strokes. It's zero. You're a scratch golfer.
Right,
you play what's on the card. Zero. Haney, people and places, history, wild card.
History.
History. Mm-hmm. La History. I said that already. Haney, what country had over 56,000 of its soldiers captured in the 1991 Gulf War?
That would be the faux nation of Iraq.
Correct. Correct. All right. Haney, you have two categories, people and places and wild card. Ronnie, entertainment, history, sports and leisure.
Let's go with entertainment again.
Entertainment. What speed must Doc Brown's car hit to attain time travel velocity in Back to the Future?
Miles per hour.
How much?
69.
Incorrect.
Do I have that
category? You have the category, but you may as well tell everybody.
Karen, do you know it?
I don't remember the exact number.
88.
Must
be exactly 88 miles per hour. Marty!
People in places, wild card.
The damn Libyans in that VW bus. What do I need?
People in places.
I'll take geography.
60,000 gigawatts.
All right.
Yep. The flux capacitor.
Yep.
Haney, what did Benjamin Franklin call the only sure thing besides death?
Taxes.
Yep. You're at match point.
Don't call it a comeback.
Ronnie has...
I've been here for years.
Ronnie has control. Ronnie, entertainment, history, sports, and leisure.
History.
History. Ronnie, what president pardoned Vietnam War draft evaders?
Oh.
Because it was a crime if you draft dodged, and a lot of them did it in the Vietnam War, had to stay out of the country, but this president pardoned them.
JFK.
Incorrect.
What?
Jeez, JFK. The war had barely started. Jimmy Carter. Haney, it is you. Match point. If you get this category...
The one remaining category.
Game is over. If you miss it, Ronnie has the category, but he'll gain control.
What is the remaining category?
Wild card!
No, does not get old.
I love it.
What is he doing? What about your signal?
He's losing it. Oh, there he goes.
That's too bad. You're going to win anyway, Haney. And if he wants to call back, this is a yes or no answer.
I think that was the coward's way out.
Yeah. It most certainly was.
He let us know
the coward's way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going.
Haney, is
I don't know when my phone's going to go out.
Haney, is a New York City cab driver allowed to turn off his off-duty sign during the first 8 hours of his shift? Is he allowed to turn that off-duty sign first 8 hours of his shift? Put a full shift is 8 hours. You better be working it.
No.
You are correct. It is no. And you win.
He doesn't get a lunch break?
Doesn't get a lunch break. Not in a New York City cab, my friend. And you can go and... If that's him... All right, put him back on quick.
I was picturing Danny DeVito and Judd Hirsch and trying to think if they ever did that.
Ronnie, is that you?
This is me.
Ronnie, he got the question right. You got something to say to Mark Haney?
Mark Haney, I am not smarter than you.
Acceptable.
I'd leave that to you, Stan.
It's you are smarter than me.
Okay, you are smarter than me.
All right, Ronnie.
How did you know your phone was going to go out?
I lost the sound in my earpiece, and I looked at my phone, and I only had one bar.
This is why I'm not going to go over to the rules again, random callers. Ronnie, hold on the line.
All you missed, Ronnie, is I had to get that final category, which happened to be... Wild card.
Hold on, Ronnie. Karen, thank you.
Of course.
I'd be sticking by your radio.
Do we have the polyglass commercial?
Yeah, I got to play it real quick. And then because I got a word I got to
go. I know you do, but I think we might just have time if it's
little...
handy. If it's not, then right, we can
it,
wait. We can wait until next
spare.
Week. But, you know, I always... because I don't want Karen to be mad at us. We didn't come up with that.
I would never be mad at you guys.
All right, here it is. And I'm going right. to tell you right now, we got to play it and then note reaction, and then we got to take a break.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
This is the. This was a
so
real.
So you'll see, it's not
okay,
us.
Okay.
This was a real commercial.
Depending on how you drive and your car's condition, you can get incredible mileage from the Goodyear Custom Wide Tread Polyglass Tire. But polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone.
Headlights.
What is that supposed
I'm
to mean?
Take my hands off the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's all true.
When a woman's at the wheel, polyglass means more than mileage.
Yeah, it means safety because she can't handle a big automobile.
You see?
No, I don't. I resent that. No.
We'll but that back. Was the world. That's how
That's
things
horrible.
Were.
Stan and Haney, thank you, Karen. That's how it was. That's how it's supposed to be.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 4 minutes now. Make it 3 minutes left to go to get that safe word in for 4 o'clock. It's fall. F-A-L-L. Fall. Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com. Fall. Want to thank Florida Community Bank. Got a great text from somebody that sent a nice picture. Here's a picture of my 1970 Dodge Super B. It has polyglass tires on it.
Nice.
They do make them for aftermarket because they're original to the car. Love the show. And thank you for that picture. That Super B is a beauty, equipped with 4 beautiful Goodyear polyglass tires. Let's get you updated on traffic.
When a woman's at the wheel.
Yeah.
Did you see her reaction?
Yeah. Appalled by that.
It was priceless.
Yep.
Like, she literally couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Yep. We, on the other hand, remember those commercials.
That was reality.
Yep, and how it is. We're not supposed to mention it these days. But seriously, you see somebody swerving over on the highway,
mm-hmm.
you see somebody hitting the curb, take a good look. Either they're old.
Or drunk.
Drunk or a woman behind the wheel.
Applying makeup.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A few things on the board here. We'll start in Lee County. There is a crash, no injuries, at Argos Avenue. Or Arcos Avenue, right by the urgent care. Fort Myers crash, Pebble Beach Road and Barbara Drive. And this one in Bonita Springs. Crash, South Tamiami Trail, right by the McDonald's, Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
More big beer news for you.
All right. We had some yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
More beer news today.
And 18-year-old female college student saved a squirrel's life.
Oh, isn't that adorable? Saving a little rodent's life.
So it can go on and live another week.
Yep.
A mom is accused of using a taser on her son to get his lazy ass up out of bed, go to church on Easter. And she's the bad guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
A troubled man by the name of Stephen Gayton is accused of having sex with the ninth hole of a golf course.
Yeah, we saw the pictures.
And finally, a man is stabbed during a bar fight. But that doesn't stop him from ordering another beer with the knife in his back.
Right on.
Before he'll agree to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We need it every once in a while, and we try to provide it right here for you with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
What are you doing over there? Oh, sorry.
No one would have known.
Yeah, I know.
Haney?
Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Okay, nobody would have known.
The weekend's still 3 days away. But you know what? F it. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you need a stiff drink right now.
Top reasons you need a stiff drink right now. And if there was some booze in this room, I'd take it. You would too, wouldn't you, buddy? Even if it wasn't yours.
All beer's his.
Right. He thinks that.
You just viewed your teenager's Instagram.
Something just came up from my stomach.
Die. No.
For crying out loud, if Channing Tatum isn't good enough for a woman, what man is?
Yeah.
You're in the midst of a breakup, and you're pretty sure she stole your Chaka Khan albums.
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
Yeah.
You had Virginia winning it all. You accidentally stumbled across bikini pics of Kris Jenner.
Damn it!
Oh, man. You can't take that back.
Son of a...
You thought it was a great idea to go to Mexico for spring break, and your head is currently in a dumpster outside a Tijuana whorehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Your wife has called an adoption agency after discovering you've been Googling Asian twins.
I knew it.
You just found a copy of What to Expect When You're Expecting on your teenage daughter's nightstand. You just looked up your ex on Facebook, and not only is she tan and fit, but picture of her on a yacht with that guy from high school who used to give you swirlies. Well, you got the day off today, but then so does your wife and kids.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top reason you need a stiff drink right now.
Yes.
You just woke up next to Charlie Sheen.
You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, you're poison, you're trouble, you're bad news.
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat.
Freddy.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I hope everything's all right. I didn't get an email from The Guardian today.
What? No.
Yep, no
email. Are you kidding?
No, didn't get one.
Jesus.
I hope everything's all right.
I hope so, too.
I worry, you know.
It's from Tony. We'll call him Tone.
You've been stuck on that.
What?
You really want a friend named Tony that you can call Tone.
Yeah.
You tried it with D'Amico, and he wasn't biting.
Nope. His name's Anthony. His friends call him Mr. D'Amico. ahoy, gentlemen.
Did that not fly with Fat Tony?
Oh, he wouldn't call him Tone.
I never called him by his given name.
Or a friend, for that matter.
He called him Fat.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Fat.
What's up, Fat? Ahoy, gentlemen. I haven't wrote in for a while, but still have been listening daily. Just wanted to tell you guys, when I first moved to Florida, my sister took me to a hockey game when Mark Haney was doing the public address announcements for the Everblades. She told me he was also a co-host of a local radio show. So I had to tune in and listen to the show after hearing Haney at the hockey game, and my radio dial has been stuck on 96K Rock ever since. Yes, I agree. The Florida Everblades need to retire Mark Haney's number to the rafters of Germain Arena. By the way, congratulations on your upcoming 6,000th show.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you.
Our friend, the Chicken Man, and I will be down there Friday for a gift with a gift for y'all. Love you guys, Blue Skies. Signed, Tony. P.S. I feel it appropriate that I use, and this is how he sent it, I feel appropriate that I use the email address stanandhaney@stanandhaney.com because, you know what, I kind of smart-assedly suggested that address to D-Train, and he created it.
Uh-huh.
So he wrote that.
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope that's important. Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky.
Steve writes, heard you guys talking about wanting an intern. Damn, I always thought Dave the Waterman was an intern. Signed, Steve.
42-year-old intern.
No. This is from Evan. Evan writes, guys, ahoy, guys, this stuff has to end. Fox 4 had a story on Twitter about a Florida town that is erasing Robert E. Lee from street signs. I'll tell you, it's getting exhausting. One Twitter follower said, let's just rename Washington, D.C., because he was a filthy slave owner. I countered, let's rename America, because some ignorant moron thinks Americo Vespucci probably stole credit from Leif Erikson or something. When we just need to erase and reset all the world's history and start over. Because guess what? History wasn't fair to everyone and doesn't meet our modern standards. Because I know that when people were building civilizations trying not to get eaten by wolves in the frontier, they were so concerned that some punks might think they were being mean to someone 300 years after they died. Oh, wait. Leif Erikson was a horrible, evil, white European. So that won't work. Let's erase him from history, too. We can rename the country Crazy Horse or Geronimo or something. Crap, I guess that makes me now a racist for even saying that. I'm a white male talking about Native Americans? This is making me mad as hell, and eventually it will get to the point where we can't stop it in society, and then society itself will collapse. Hopefully, I'll be long dead by then. Thanks, guys. Signed, Evan.
You know what it is? It's like the pendulum swings too far. And yes, it's important that people realize that that Native Americans, Indians, were mistreated and, things like that. But when that becomes the main focus, we lose sight of everything else.
Yep. We're going to take a break.
And when you start teaching your kids that you're the bad guy,
yep,
bad things happen.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners, and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II-based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96K Rock app that you can download from your app store, or simply go to 96krock.com.
Breaker 1-9, Breaker 1-9. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner?
Sure do.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll check traffic here for you in just a second. And I'm also going to tell you, all this week, you've heard us talking about it, your chance to go see the great Tedeschi Trucks Band coming to the Barber B Man Performing Arts Hall. I'll give you all the details on that coming up as soon as we finish traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board, and they're both in Bonita Springs. We got a crash, the 28,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by Beaumont Road. And then we have another crash, West Terry Street and Bell Rio Drive in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. If you haven't heard these guys, if you haven't seen them, listen to us all week and you can win tickets to see the Grammy Award-winning Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're going to be live at the Barber B. Man Performing Arts Hall on Thursday, April 12th. Now, if you want to purchase tickets, you don't want to, you know, cross your fingers that you might win them. If you want to purchase or get more info on the show, go to 96krock.com. And if you've never listened to them, I suggest downloading some of their music and tell me that they're not good, because they're phenomenal. The Tedeschi Trucks Band coming to Barber B Man. Always happy to take a phone call or two on the show. You guys know that. Ahoy.
Hello, can I speak to Stanley, please?
Jeez, oh, this is Stanley. I go by Stan.
Well, hello there, sweetheart. It's your neighbor Dolores from 4F.
Hi, Dolores. Can I help you? I'm at work.
Well, I was told this is the best number to reach you during the day.
That is the best number to reach me during the day, Dolores. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. How are you, Dol?
I'm fine, Dolores. But see, the thing is, I'm at work right now. If you don't mind, sweetheart.
It will only take a minute. Don't worry about it.
All right, Dolores. If it takes a minute, I mean, I'm sure everybody can hold the fort down here for a second. But you're calling me at work, sweetheart. What can I do for you, baby?
Well, I was just talking to my husband, Herb, about you. You met Herb.
Yes,
As a matter of fact, we both met you at Dickens' funeral.
Yes. There was actually a funeral for the dog, Dickens, who passed away a few years back. How is Herb doing? I haven't seen Herb down by the sidewalk at the carport for the past couple of weeks. He was worried because I know last year he had that surgery and he had the walker for a while, but I haven't seen him. Is he okay?
Well, you know, Herb, he's been having good days and bad days. He's had the phlebitis, something.
Okay, I know. I just don't want anything to happen, and the two of you, you know, you two take care of each other, and with him hurting, I know it's extra work for you, Dolores.
Oh, God bless you. You know, it's so nice to be noticed. And
how can I not notice you?
I have often wanted to tell you this. I may have told you at Dickens' funeral, but
it's a dog.
I just, I just wanted you to know.
Yes.
That everybody in the building knows just how wonderful and sweet you were to Pete. It's my understanding mm-hmm. that you were there when he passed.
I was there when he had the fall that broke his hip that led to his death. I actually was in the room. A lot of times, and you guys know that, I was around Pete a lot. Well, Pete was around me a lot. And may God rest his soul and his lovely bride.
The last time that I talked to Pete, he couldn't shut up about you.
Well, that's, Dolores, this is great, and I'm glad we're having this conversation. It should be, you know, out in front of the complex. But I'm at work, sweetheart.
Do you know what Pete said about you?
Pete's been dead for about 8-9 years now, Dolores.
Oh, my, can you believe that?
Okay, I understand. Dolores, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Peter always said that you had given him a new lease on life because you told him he should stop taking his medicine and stop seeing the doctor.
Dolores, a lot of people misinterpret what I said to Pete. He was miserable. His medication was making him sick. He was 89 years old. I told him, stop taking it if it's going to make you sick. Live life. You've lived 89 years. Live life a little bit. Don't be blunted by all this medication. That probably goes for you and Herb, too. Don't worry. You live full lives. Live it.
Well, Peter, all he could say is he said it's Stanley is a saint of a man.
Thank you. And Dolores, I find it odd that you're calling me at work. How did you get my work number? Did you go to the office?
Yes, I went down and I saw Sally down at the office.
Yeah.
And I brought her some cookies.
Okay, that's nice. And she gave you my work number? This is a number. Do you know what I do for a living, Dolores?
No, I'm not entirely sure.
No, because you guys are in your own little worlds over there.
No, she showed me a 3x5 card, and it had this telephone number circled with an exclamation point.
If there was an emergency, if there was flooding, if there was a fire, I would need to be in touch. Dolores, this isn't just a phone number to call up and have a conversation. I do a radio show. And you're on the radio right now.
Isn't that something?
Okay, that's great. I've told you and Herb probably 6 or 7 times, and it's like you just nod and it doesn't register with you.
You know, Herb and I, we're music lovers.
I know you're music lovers. That's why I've changed it just for you. You can't call in like this. If there's an emergency, I can go and call 911 for you. I can have one of your home health aides come by and help you out. I don't want to see you suffering, but I can't sit on the phone and chat with you. Isn't it past Easter, Dolores?
Sweetheart.
Easter's over, right?
Well, there is a bit of an urgent matter.
What's the urgent matter?
Well, I didn't want to be rude and just call you up to ask you a favor. I wanted to have a little bit of a conversation.
Dolores, you know, you and Herb can always ask me a favor. You always seem to need something. What is it that I can do for you, Dolores?
Well, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, honey.
I refuse to watch the news. All right? I watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
I'm right there with you. I don't watch the news anymore because I say, you know what? Trump was hired to do a job. Let him fix it. And don't bother me with the details.
Thank you, Dolores. I have to cut this short if you don't tell me what you need because I got stuff I got to do.
Well, Herb and I, we're just having a conversation and your name came up.
Of course it did. Why did my name come up?
Because we don't watch the news,
uh-huh.
But we do always make sure that we watch the weather.
Well, everybody watches the weather, especially people in your age bracket, Dolores.
You got to watch
the weather.
And what a beautiful day it is today.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. How are things in Michigan? How are things? Isn't that where you and Herb are from?
Well, there's the problem.
What?
There's the problem. It's still very cold, and they're getting bad weather.
Okay.
And so Herb and I said, you know what? It's so beautiful here.
Uh-huh.
Why would we want to go back up there?
Well, I thought you go back. You all go back up after Easter, right? And there's people that go out there and start packing up their cars. Go, Dolores. You and Herb, go.
Well, we talked about it, and with his phlebitis and everything, we're just going to hold off until they have at least one nice day.
Until and then do you fly or drive?
Oh, jeez. I wish we could fly. Herb still insists on driving.
How old's Herb?
He's 83.
And you still make the drive back to Michigan every year, don't you?
We make the drive every year. We have ever since he retired.
Okay, and now it's time to go back north.
It is, but the weather's bad there, sweetheart.
How long do you plan on staying down here, Dolores?
Well, we don't know. We're taking it week by week.
Okay, that's great. You know, I spend... Dolores? I'm really starting to lose my patience.
He is the fly in the ointment.
Yeah, sweetheart.
My my granddaughter and her friends, they're college gals.
Yep, they're the ones that take over your place in the summertime. They want it. They want that room. They want
that
condo.
Exactly right. And we had told them for their spring break that they could have the condominium. And we were going to have it cleaned and everything.
That's great.
Them.
Good, but not going to happen now? What is it, Dolores?
Herb can't be around them.
Well, then tell them that they can't come. It's your luck.
They make her very nervous.
They make me very nervous. Look, for crying out loud, Dolores.
Because these young ladies, they're different from our generation.
Yeah, they're good looking and they wear bikinis and they make it around the pool kind of nice when you want to go out and hang out by the pool instead of you.
Stanley, let me tell you, if only they wore bikinis. They're on this health kick where they say that clothing is toxic.
Okay, but listen, I'm fine with...
What I was wondering...
Why do you keep this going? What?
I was just wondering because Herb and I talked it over and it seems like a sensible way to handle things. What would you think about you bunking with Herb and we have the girls take your place?
Because what are you bunking with Herb? Tell them they're going to have to wait a couple of weeks. You know what? I'll effing help you pack, Dolores. I'll help you load up that hatchback and get you on your way. Now, stop calling me at work about it. Get out of town now.
You don't want to bunk with Herb.
I don't want to bunk with Herb. Tell your granddaughter that you can't leave the house yet. And that you're going to wait till one good day.
Well, how about this?
What?
Do you have a Davenport?
I do have a Davenport. That was left over from the previous owners of my condo. I do have a Davenport.
If you have a Davenport and a Murphy bed.
Yeah.
Maybe you could stay in your living room or kitchen.
No, I'm not going to. No.
And let the gals, because there's going to be three or four college gals.
Yeah.
Now, I got to warn you, they're rambunctious, they're drinkers.
Yeah.
I think they probably smoke dope, and they don't like to wear clothes. And they're very loose women.
And you want them to stay at my place?
I'd
be glad to hold them up there for a while until you're comfortable with leaving. I don't want Herb to be rushed.
I know it's a lot to ask. Herb said he can't be around them. They make him too.
Have him come over.
Running around and then no clothing.
Oh, yeah. Have him come over. I have one rule, though. No guys overnight. Only Stan.
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Is that okay, that rule? How many we got? Three, four girls that are allergic to clothes?
Well, there's definitely three. They're trying to talk another girl into coming in, but she doesn't like old people.
Right. Well, I'm younger than you.
Hold on a second.
What?
You want to say hello to Herb?
Do I have to say? All right, put Herb on. I'll tell Herb that I'll take the girls in.
Because I know he'll want to thank you.
All right, yep.
Put her. Honey,
sure.
It's Stanley. He's going to take the girl.
Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no problem. Herb, stay down. The phlebitis. And stay down as long as you need in your place. Tell the girls they can come over to my place.
Yeah.
It's perfectly all right. And as long as there's no boys except for Stan, after 9, no overnight stuff. And, you know, just contribute.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Herb, glad you're feeling all right. How's everything going along? Can you go and function? Can you still drive a car?
Yeah.
All right, I don't think you should drive. Stay at your condo down here. It's cold up there. There's a lot of snow. It's crazy weather up in the Northeast. Stay there. The girls can come over and stay at my place. The ones that are allergic to clothes. And they smoke dope. Have them, they drink, have them come over and stay at my place.
Yeah.
Herb, what day of the week is it?
Yeah.
It's a newfangled contraption called a phone. Put Dolores back on.
Yeah. Oh, my God, isn't he a chatty cat?
You sure he's okay? You sure he's okay?
He's never been better. He just wants to watch his golf.
Okay, that's fine. Masters week. That's fine. What do I need to do now, Dolores?
Do you know that he was watching that? I don't understand golf.
Right.
I saw there was a fireman.
What about a fireman?
There was a fireman playing in the golfing tournament against the professionals.
Uh-huh, that happens. It's like
I hope he wins.
Okay, yeah, he will. Look.
So you're sure you're going to be okay?
When are the girls coming? When are the girls coming?
They'll probably be drunk when they get here Friday night.
Friday night they're coming in. Great. I'll have the Davenport, the Murphy bed, all of that stuff taken care of. I've got, you know, there's 3 or 4 of them. I got 2 bedrooms max, and I'm not giving up my room.
And I appreciate everything that you said. We absolutely agree because the nudity.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I hate it.
And the drinking, and yep. I appreciate the fact that you're going to keep an eye and make sure that there's no strange men coming in there to do God knows what.
I'll oversee it and stay as long as you like down here. The drive up north will wait, okay? All right, Dolores?
You know, Peter was right. I'm going to start calling you Saint Stanley.
Yeah. Once again, I have to sacrifice. Once again, I'm sacrificing.
It's about time something went your way around there.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news in just a little bit. Also want to remind you, 6 p.m., another safe word for a chance at a thou. $1,000. 6 o'clock, safe word. Roger Marley will take you through the evening as well. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We'll start in North Fort Myers. Have minor delays. Cleveland Avenue northbound. These are all dealing with delays in our area. Fort Myers, delays, they're increasing up to 4 minutes on Colonial Boulevard eastbound. Then we got minor delays, no big problem. In Naples, Tamiami Trail, northbound. Other than that, you're doing okay. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm great. Feeling healthy.
Sure.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 4th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right, I love this portion of the newscast because we all learn a little something.
You are familiar with the actor Anthony Perkins?
Sure, the Psycho.
Norman Bates himself.
Yep.
This is really disturbing. You know, there's a lot of talk about, Trump fired him over Twitter and stuff like that. Well, you know what? You're big boys. You can handle it.
Right.
This is really rough, though. Anthony Perkins first found out he was HIV positive when he saw the story in the National Enquirer. Mm-hmm. He himself did not know until he read it in the Enquirer.
Well, the Enquirer is usually accurate, but they pay.
Someone leaked the blood test to the Enquirer before Perkins himself knew the results.
Surprise.
Yeah. You know, you feel your bowels moving.
Yeah.
Go and take your seat. Let's see what the Enquirer's got going. Holy. Oh,
look what it says about me. I'm going to give everybody a little, and I don't know if it's available. I'm sure it is, but I'm talking about this particular clip. Anthony Perkins, known as Norman Bates, you know, they've done a lot of spinoffs. They even made a remake of the movie, and of course,
the
TV series. That movie was made in the early 60s. Alfred Hitchcock film. Great. Janet Leigh. One of the all-time great films. Well, in the early 80s, they wanted to revive his character. I don't guess he needed work or something. And so they actually put out Psycho 2 and I believe Psycho 3, which was just god-awful. But Psycho 2 had some of the original players from the original Hitchcock movie. And I just remember I was in college when the movie came out. If you want to see one of the best shovels to the head scenes.
Even better than Scatman Crothers?
Even better. He's in the kitchen with this. I'm trying to remember if it was his aunt or somebody trying to take over the role of mother. And he's in the kitchen making her, I don't know, a sandwich or something. And she's sitting at the table. And Norman Bates, Anthony Perkins, goes around and hits her on the top of the head with a shovel.
That's a bad way to go.
And it is one of the best shovel scenes in movie history. The sound, or the noise,
it's so disturbing.
And it's the shovel scene. Now the movie was god awful. It tried to pick up that he was out of the psych ward.
Do you think it tops Scatman Crothers?
Now see, we had the debate because I always thought Scatman Crothers took a shovel to the head from in The Shining,
mm-hmm,
from Jack Nicholson. Didn't we determine that that was not the case?
That's correct. I believe it was from a comedy movie. I can't remember.
Well, Blazing Saddles, was it? Or,
well, we ended up finding one on Blazing Saddles where a guy did get hit with a shovel and it's in the system.
Yeah, I know.
The Scatman Crothers was from another movie because I played The Best of a while back, but I can't remember what it was, but it was not The Shining.
Now, I need you to go.
Why do I have that in my head?
Because I distinctly remember
Mandela
Scatman
effect.
Crothers getting hit in the head by a shovel.
And going, ow!
Ow! and I thought it was The Shining.
Well, sure as hell wasn't Hong Kong Phooey.
No. Now see if you can find Psycho 2, Shovel to the Head, because that and you need to see that scene.
Oh, absolutely. It's imperative.
This was Tony Perkins.
That should be your top priority, D-Train.
You got it?
No, but the one from Blazing Saddles is under S.H. Shovel.
Oh, hold on.
Oh!
Let me see. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
What? You spelled S.H. wrong?
That happens.
Shovel. I got it. Here I am.
How'd you spell shovel?
I just transposed a few letters.
Oh, like D-Train does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here it is. This is I believe, Slim Pickens getting a shovel to the head.
Come on.
What?
Don't do that, man.
Uh-uh, baby.
Bob, don't do that.
I have to.
Send a wire to the main office and tell him that I said, ow!
Main office, tell him I said, ow.
Yeah. Ow!
And I have your psycho all queued
okay.
up.
Okay, let's see. You got to see this scene.
Oh, here, let me put it so Haney can see it.
I hope that there, I don't think there's any F words or anything. Roll them.
Yeah.
Pardon?
One of the best shovel scenes ever.
Rerun. That was perfect.
Yeah, that's that Norman Bates.
Rings like a bell.
With a little bit of an egg crack.
And you can see a little bit of an egg crack in there. And if you look at it, you can see the compression on her head. And do it again. It hold it. Shh. There is an egg crack. Hear it?
Yep. Now what we need to do.
Yeah.
Why you?
Oh.
Wake up and go to sleep.
Oh, that is such a hard
hit. Send him a letter, tell him that I said.
Ow!
Now here's what we need to do.
What? All right, with the shovel.
You need to go to the IMDb page and find out who the Foley artist is for that film and get him on.
Yeah.
And find out exactly how that was done.
Oh, that is just great.
Because that's got to be like ringing a big bell and cracking an egg.
You know, I'm not a movie expert, but when I remember a scene.
That's some great Foley work right there. Stan, I want you to picture two things.
Yes.
A bunny.
Okay.
And a battery.
Aww.
That's the Energizer Bunny.
Not a doubt in your mind?
Yeah, that's the Energizer Bunny. Keeps going and going and going.
Well, the Energizer Bunny is only a thing in the United States and Canada. Everywhere else in the world, you would know the Duracell Bunny.
Is Energizer put out by Duracell?
No. Duracell came up with the battery bunny and trademarked it around the world. But they forgot to renew their North American trademarks in 1989, and Energizer stole it.
Wow, that's low.
That's amazing. Yeah, there's the Duracell bunny. He don't look like our bunny. He's too happy.
Well, that's the new version. Let me show you the original. Back in the day. Come on, open up.
I think all of us enjoyed The Sopranos.
Yeah.
They had excellent casting in The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were very believable mm-hmm. in their characters. But it wasn't that hard for the casting director of The Sopranos there are 27 actors who appeared in Goodfellas first.
I believe it. Watch Goodfellas again.
And it's The Sopranos.
And it's The Sopranos. They're everybody that was in that movie. Little younger,
mm-hmm.
but it's they knew where to get their people from.
Yep. Imagine that if like, what happened to those guys? They get the gig in Goodfellas, and The Sopranos come along, and all of a sudden, it's their job to play mob guys.
Yep.
That's their life's work.
That it pays the bills. Scatman Crothers got an axe to the chest from Jack Nicholson in The Shining. See if we can find that clip.
And probably be like a watermelon being split in two.
Because I know he let out a yell. Scatman Crothers, one of the most recognizable voices in cartoons and TV for decades when mm-hmm. we were growing up. Axe to the chest.
And a great last-minute fill-in guest on talk shows.
Yep.
Yesterday, Stan, you christened the three of us, you, me, and D-Train, as the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, we're K-Rock's Wolf Pack.
And Dave is a small coyote.
Always trotting with his tail between his legs, trotting around, never with the pack.
Well, you hear the wolves before you ever see them.
Absolutely.
You hear that howl. Now, wolves howl together, and when they do, if you listen closely, they're achieving harmony. Why do they do this?
Fans of the Four Tops?
I was thinking more Four Seasons, but they do this.
Well, you know me, I love Mota.
You always have. Not a racist bone in your body, and that proves it. The reason they do this is to make it sound like there's more of them than there actually are.
Makes sense. Oh, you found it?
Yep.
Just the axe to the chest?
Yeah.
Now, I'm betting it'll sound like a watermelon being split.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be hard to hear because the kids start screaming. But here
the kids start screaming?
Yeah.
Red rum. Red rum.
Yeah.
One of them does.
Oh, that's a horrible copy of it. Okay. All right. See, just by, is that the only copy of it?
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday, we brought you world-shaking beer news with Bud Light announcing they are not abandoning Bud Light Lime despite declining sales. They've doubled down and are introducing Bud Light Orange. We have more major beer news today.
Okay.
How does the old saying go? Beer before liquor?
Something about it being sicker. Quicker.
Liquor before beer?
You're in the clear.
But what if liquor is the beer?
Plot thickens.
Yeah.
Budweiser and the good people at Jim Beam just announced they're teaming up to create a brand new beer. It is the first time a major beer company and a woozy company have collaborated like that. The beer is called Reserve Copper Lager, and it is going to be aged on wood pieces taken from Jim Beam's whiskey barrels.
Kind of a Boilermaker all in one.
Well, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah. It's almost like a porterhouse.
Yeah.
Scheduled to come out in September when all the fun starts.
Yep.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there's nothing like a pretty girl who's an animal lover.
Oh, yeah.
And says, aw, a lot.
Yeah.
Well, last Tuesday, an 18-year-old college student at Central Michigan University named Natalie Belcito stopped to help a little squirrel.
Aww.
After the squirrel fell into a fountain and couldn't get out.
Those are the breaks. Okay? Sometimes they go fall in a fountain. Sometimes they get hit by a car in a condo complex when somebody can't put on the brakes.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, Dan, but in Michigan, it's still very cold.
This is what I understand, Dolores.
Now, the squirrel fell into the fountain, couldn't get out, and it stopped moving and appeared to be dead. And that broke Lil Natalie's heart.
Yeah.
She knew she had to do something. Because this isn't fair.
Right.
And lucky for the squirrel, Natalie watches a lot of television. Specifically, she'd seen an episode from season 5 of The Office where Steve Carell's character learns CPR. And a woman tells him to do chest compressions to the beat of a certain popular song. You may know that song.
Yeah. Was once popular.
Now, to be clear, you are to use the rhythm of this song to do CPR on a human being. Now, we don't know if that tip even applies to squirrels, but Natalie did it. She says she was literally singing the song out loud through her tears.
Yeah, giving a squirrel chest compressions?
Yes.
Please.
Now, she didn't know if that worked because the squirrel still looked pretty dead.
Right.
So she continued her emergency treatment of this seemingly dead squirrel.
Oh, God.
Brought the squirrel up to her dorm room and took a hairdryer to it because she figured that would bring its core temperature back up.
And all its fleas jumped off of the squirrel, went into your house and clothing.
Yep. And now you got Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Yep.
After about 2 hours, this is a patient girl. After about 2 hours, after giving the squirrel CPR.
This is a patient audience.
And then taking a hairdryer to it, squirrel still wasn't moving.
Well, I'd throw it in the garbage.
No. She knew what to do.
What?
She figured she'd leave it alone in the bathroom so it could calm down. Then she took it outside, and miraculously, as soon as she let it go, the squirrel ran up a tree.
Mm.
And her friends, they were all, you know, cursing in delight as the squirrel ran off. A 40-year-old woman named Sharon Dobbins.
Hey, Sharon.
Sharon, whatever will be, will be. She's from Phoenix and seems like a perfectly reasonable woman. All she wanted was for her 16-year-old son to wake up on Sunday and go to church for Easter.
He would not get out of bed.
Oh, dragging ass.
And she threatened to tase his ass if he didn't get moving. Being a 16-year-old in 2018, his response to that was, I'll call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama replied, you can call the police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call. Police were on the phone, and Mama explained, he needs to be with Jesus now. When the police arrived, Sharon said she did not tase her son. She just sparked it a little bit.
Yeah, gave him the old crackle.
To get his attention. But he had two marks on his leg, and she spent 12 hours in jail on Easter because her son is a jerk.
Sharon! There she is. There's her mugshot.
For being a good mother, she's rewarded with a charge of child abuse with intent to cause harm. But she ain't worried.
No.
She says, quote, I didn't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first.
Yep. She's right there.
And seriously. She's not an overly large woman,
no.
And she's got a 16-year-old son who's pretty damn close to being a full-grown man.
Yep.
And if he wants to physically resist her, what's she supposed to do?
What she was going to do, tase his ass.
A man named Stephen Gayton was golfing in England on Monday.
He sure was.
When he noticed something, unexpected happening on the ninth hole. There was a man with his pant down making passionate love to that hole. You know, it's Masters Week. Everybody
sure
gets passionate.
You know, the green jacket.
He also had the hole's flagpole in on the action, so it was a bit of a three-way. Stephen pulled out his phone and, of course, began recording. And he wasn't the only one. The man knew what he was doing was pretty impressive and was already filming himself. There is no word on if the police believe that this behavior is worth looking into. We don't know.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, most Americans had no idea that Australia existed until a film called Crocodile Dundee came out.
That's absolutely correct.
And that's when we learned that Australians are tough guys, far tougher than us. Now that's a knife.
Yeah. Made everybody a little scared of them down there. Boy, they really know how to live. That's the outback.
Well, evidently it's true. A 27-year-old man was at a bar in Queensland last week, got into an argument with some random 20-year-old guy. They began fighting, and the 20-year-old, punk that he is, stabbed the 27-year-old in the back. But this is Australia, Stan.
Right.
Instead of going to the hospital, the guy who'd been stabbed ordered himself another beer with the knife sticking out of his back.
Wow.
He finished that beer and then went to the hospital when he was good and damned ready to. He's doing fine and refuses to press charges against the punk that stabbed him.
These things happen. They are right. They happen a little bit.
You know what I bet was said a lot?
What?
Oi!
Yup.
Oi!
Would have been a different story had he taken a damn shovel to the head.
Oh, yeah. Like a bell being rung. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 4th.
Double M X V triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Howard.
Ow! Ow!
Jason and Todd.
That sounds more like a caraway seed.
Oh, well, that's
Claude Akins.
Claude Akins.
The great Claude Akins.
Yeah, when you know, you get a caraway seed caught between the gum and the plate,
mm-hmm.
and you bite down.
Ow!
Ow! That's why you got extra strength polygrip.
Yep. Take it from TV's big mouth.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
That is correct. Haney and I came up in the business where you needed an FCC license.
Uh-huh.
Not like these wannabes that want to intern so they can hear themselves on the radio thinking it's all fun and games. When Haney and I came up, it's not. When Haney and I came up, you had to be licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. I think Zito has a license too. I think he was at the tail end of that, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know when that stopped.
I don't know, but
all I know is we had to take the test.
Used to be quite an ordeal.
Yep. Want to also send word out. I just got word. The Guardian's okay.
Oh, thank God. What happened?
He did send us an email, but as is so often the case here at our broadcast house, it didn't go through. It said sent from his end, but we didn't get it, which is a lot of times I'll send stuff from my house to here so I can have a copy of it over here. It never makes it. And then I asked the engineers, and they shrugged their shoulders. So that, but he's okay. He said he had a real good letter today. I'm sure it was. Jesus. But he's fine, and so I'm glad to hear that. Let's get you updated. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. A little busy.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers. Crash. Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Gulf Coast Main Street. Then we'll head out to Lehigh Acres where there is a crash on 8th Street right by the Straight A Preschool. Bonita Springs. Crash. Woods Edge Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And then down on Sanibel, where we're not welcome.
You're not.
Fact. Periwinkle Way and Palm Street. And you are up to date.
I can't tell you.
I can't reveal her name until she's mine.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
Aww.
I've tried to make her time and time again. Still we're introduced as nothing but friends. And there's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
There's a certain chick I've been sweet on. Since I met her,
what's her name?
I can't tell you. I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
Aww.
Someday I'm gonna wake up and say,
yeah.
I'll do anything just to be your slave. And there's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you.
Aww.
A certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't
tell you.
Sam.
I can't tell you. In due time. Love it. Love it. I also love laughing.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
One time I realized how long I'd been single. I asked for a cup of coffee, and the lady behind the counter was handing it to me. There was this moment where our fingers touched, and I realized how long I'd been single because it was way too big of a moment for me. Like, at this point, I think my dream date would be to go on one. I tried online dating. Someone told me online dating was invented for people like me, which I don't think was a compliment. At one point, the dating app told me I was out of people. I hadn't even been on any dates yet. That really hurt my feelings that a whole city would unanimously decide to not go out with me. I do have a couple of matches now. Everyone I match up with has a picture of her standing next to a stormtrooper. So I changed my profile picture. Now it's just me dressed up like a stormtrooper. In case someone I matched up with is like, oh, what I like most about your face is when I can't see it. I actually started texting with someone I met on there. She's like, hey, you're a comedian. Where do you like to preform? I was like, wait a minute. Preform? I guess in my mom's womb. And she did not text me back.
Have yourselves a great evening. Roger Marley in next. Be sticking around your radio. 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you grand. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hello, can I speak to Stanley, please?
Jeez, this is Stanley. I go by Stan.
Well, hello there, sweetheart. It's your neighbor Dolores from 4F.
You're calling me at work. Sweetheart, what can I do for you, baby?
Well, you know, I was just talking to my husband, Herb, about you. You met Herb.
Yes,
As a matter of fact, we both met you at Dickens' funeral.
Yes, yes. There was actually a funeral for the dog, Dickens, who passed away a few years back. How is Herb doing?
Well, you know, Herb, he's been having good days and bad days. He's had the phlebitis.
Okay, I know. But I can't sit on the phone and chat with you. Isn't it past Easter, Dolores?
Sweetheart.
It's Easter's over, right?
Well, there is a bit of an urgent matter.
What's the urgent matter?
Well, I didn't want to be rude and just call you up to ask you a favor. I wanted to have a little bit of a conversation.
I don't have Dolores. You know, you and Herb can always ask me a favor.
My my granddaughter,
yeah,
and her friends,
yeah,
the college gals.
Yep, they're the ones that take over your place in the summertime. They want it. They want that room. They want that condo.
Exactly right. And we had told them for this spring break that they could have the condominium, and we were going to have it cleaned and everything.
That's great. Good, but not going to happen now? What is it, Dolores?
Herb can't be around them. They make Herb very nervous. These young ladies, they're different from our generation.
Yeah, they're good looking and they wear bikinis and they make it around the pool kind of nice when you want to go out and hang out by the pool instead of you.
Stanley, let me tell you, if only they wore bikinis. They're on this health kick where they say that clothing is toxic.
Okay, I'm fine with
what I was wondering.
Why do you keep this going? What?
I was just wondering because Herb and I talked it over and it seems like a sensible way to handle things. What would you think about you bunking with Herb? And we have the girls take your place.
Oh, no. And what are you bunking with Herb? Tell them they're going to have to wait a couple of weeks. You know what? I'll effing help you pack, Dolores.
Well, how about this?
What?
Do you have a Davenport?
I do have a Davenport. That was left over from the previous owners of my condo. I do have a Davenport.
If you have a Davenport and a Murphy bed.
Yeah.
Maybe you could stay in your living room or kitchen.
No, I'm not going to. No.
And let the gals, because there's going to be three or four college gals.
Yeah.
Now, I got to warn you, they're rambunctious. They're drinkers.
Yeah.
I think they probably smoke dope. And they don't like to wear clothes, and
yeah.
they're very loose women.
And you want and you want them to stay at my place?
You would. I
I'd be glad to hold them up there for a while until you're comfortable with leaving. I don't want Herb to be rushed.
I know it's a lot to ask. Herb said he can't be around them. They make him too.
Have him come over.
Running around and then no clothing.
Oh yeah, have him come over. I have one rule though: no guys overnight. Only Stan.
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Is that okay, that rule? How many we got? Three, four girls that are allergic to clothes?
Well, there's definitely three. They're trying to talk another girl into coming in, but she doesn't like old people.
Right. Well, I'm younger than you.
Hold on a second.
What?
You want to say hello to Herb?
Do I have to say? All right, put Herb on. Yes. I'll tell Herb that I'll take the girls in.
Because I know he'll want to thank you.
All right, yep.
Put her. Honey,
sure.
It's Stanley. He's going to take the girl.
Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah. no problem. Herb, stay down. The phlebitis. Stay down as long as you need in your place. Tell the girls they can come over to my place.
Yeah.
It's perfectly all right. And as long as there's no boys except for Stan, after 9, no overnight stuff, and, you know, just contribute.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Herb, glad you're feeling all right. How's everything going along? Can you go and function? Can you still drive a car?
Yeah.
All right, I don't think you should drive. Stay at your condo down here. It's cold up there. There's a lot of snow. It's crazy weather up in the Northeast. Stay there. The girls can come over and stay at my place. The ones that are allergic to clothes and they smoke dope. Have them. They drink. Have them come over and stay at my place.
Yeah.
Herb, what day of the week is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a newfangled contraption called a phone. Yeah. Once again, I have to sacrifice. Once again, I'm sacrificing.
It's about time something went your way around there.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.